people associate Bill Friday with UNC Chapel Hill. But did you know that he actually attended two other Big Four schools? He started at Wake Forest, spent 2 years there, and then transferred and was graduated from NC State, his degree in textile engineering. In his 30 years as UNC system president from 1956 to 1986, Bill Friday was known for his commitment to fairness and integrity. Whether he was dealing with desegregation and civil rights or with college athletics, Friday was also known for his commitment to rigorous academic standards, whether for the general student population or for UNC's athletes. Friday had only been on the job for 5 years when he was faced with a huge decision. Allegations of point shaving in college basketball came to a head in 1961 at the Dixie Classic. The tournament was held at NC State's Reynolds Coliseum between Christmas and New Year's and featured the Big Four colleges of Duke, Wake, State, and Carolina, and four other schools. But in 1961, a tie was formed between some State and Carolina players and gamblers from New York City. Bill Friday sided with integrity and canceled the rest of the tournament. It was never played again. The stance, though unpopular, told you all you needed to know about Bill Friday. Friday was head of the UNC system when school chancellor Bill Aycock hired Dean Smith to be the Tar Heels basketball coach. Friday and Smith shared the same passion for doing things the right way. Once Friday left the UNC system, he became its president emeritus. He also found some new challenges. In 1989, he and Notre Dame president Father Theodore Hesburgh co-founded the Knight Commission on Intercollegiate Athletics. Its purpose? To look into abuses and recommend reforms, and to advocate for greater presidential control of athletic programs. That lack of control has been seen recently at Penn State and, coincidentally, at North Carolina. Of the scandals in Chapel Hill, Friday recently told the Washington Post, in his words, "This university should never be a part to a thing like that." He added, "The University of North Carolina has suffered a humiliation unlike anything it ever had before." In that same story, he talked about what he saw looming on the college athletics horizon. Again, in Friday's words, "We're in a very dangerous situation, I think. We have really reached a point where there is no control in some spots." Bill Friday looked at the millions and then billions of dollars from TV networks as corrupting influences in the business of college athletics, and as a man who reportedly only allowed himself one raise as UNC president, he was not in favor of paying coaches large salaries. Friday's contribution to athletics led the NCAA to present him with the Gerald R. Ford Award in 2005. The award was given for significant leadership as an advocate for intercollegiate athletics on a continuous basis over the course of his career. And that career could best be summed up by a quote he gave the Associated Press in 1995. Friday said, "Courage, manners, and decency cost a person so little, but disregard them and see what you get." I'm Dave Gorin. We'll talk again soon.